Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Struggling with the highs and lows of bipolar 1? Ask about Vraylar. Because you are greater than your bipolar 1. And you can help take control of your symptoms with Vraylar. Some medicines only treat the lows or highs. Vraylar treats depressive, acute manic, and mixed episodes of bipolar 1 in adults. Proven full-spectrum relief for all bipolar 1 symptoms. And in Vraylar clinical studies, most saw no substantial impact on weight. Elderly dementia patients have increased risk of death or stroke. Call your doctor about unusual changes in behavior or suicidal thoughts. Antidepressants can increase these in children and young adults. Report fever, stiff muscles, or confusion, which may mean a life-threatening reaction, or uncontrollable muscle movements, which may be permanent. High blood sugar, which can lead to coma or death, weight gain, and high cholesterol may occur. Movement dysfunction and restlessness are common side effects. Sleepiness and stomach issues are also common. Side effects may not appear for several weeks. Ask about Vraylar and learn how AbbVie could help you save.
Yum, it's it. Yeah. Bad bitches, we like fast cars. We like niggas that sell drugs for fast cars. Sell cash, SRCs, nigga come pull up on me. Drive the car fast, do the dash, it make my coochie leak. Real bad bitch, sitting pretty, thousand for the week. Being a nigga, excited, gotta look cute when I'm smoking weed. Track hard, say he wanna eat it. What's that shit important? Bend it over. I'm from St. Louis, say he like my order. Tell that nigga, catch out for a wheel. If he want my horse, playing with my coochie while he drive, we on our way to more. Put the business for it, mode. Nigga, I ain't no regular hoe. I don't do insurance for my whip. This ain't Geico. Keep my car, you want some stupid bitch. Yeah, I buy ho. Diamonds busting through the tent, and my car a light show. Drum the side, on a Rari. Hold the window, fast my wind. Bang roll, sexy red. Bitch, you know I do it, bitch. I be smoking Zyma, I still pack you, hold me smoking seed. Been that bitch since I was in first grade, I put that on my keys. Cash, SRCs, nigga come pull up on me. Drive the car fast, do the dash, it make my coochie leak. Real bad bitch, sitting pretty, thousand for the weed. Fingernails excited, got look cute when I'm smoking weed. Track hard, say he wanna eat it. What's that shit important? Bend it over, I'm from St. Louis. Say he like my horse. Tell that nigga, catch out for a whip. If he want my horse, playing with my coochie while he drive, we on our way to war. You drunk, you swerving. I'm sexy, so he nervous. Busting hooks, get my nigga in a form. Sir. Real bad bitch, ain't I average, that's absurd. He used to can't handle big sexy, but he learned. Now bounce my ass in traffic, you in a hoopsie hole, you lacking. Pull up in some fast, know I bring out all the rats. Drive the Hellcat with no license, I'm a savage. He used to fuck with lanes, now he fucking with the baddest. Hellcat, SRCs, niggas come pull up on me. Drive the car fast, do the dash, it make my coochie leak. Real bad bitch, sitting pretty, thousand for the week. Fingernails excited, gotta look cute when I'm smoking weed. Track hard, say he wanna eat it, put that shit in pork. Bend it off, I'm from St. Louis, say he like my horse. Tell that nigga, catch out for a wheel, if he want my horse. Playing with my coochie while he drive, we on our way to war. Hellcat, SRCs, nigga come pull up on me. Hellcat, SRCs, nigga come pull up on me. Hellcat, SRCs, nigga come pull up on me. Hellcat, SRCs, nigga come and nut at me.
Choon, choon. And of course, Merc City in your area. Of course. And, you know, we're out at Lagos, Nigeria, that beautiful town in, you know, Western Africa tonight. 516-453-9133. All you got to do is press 1 to join the conversation. It's brought to you by those guys at Ngozi Time Multimedia. It's your boy, Oladski, you know what I'm saying? Your honeybee, the good doctor, giving you what you need tonight. And, of course, the soundtrack of your life tonight is Sexy Red. So let's get right into it. Now, we have a very, very deep conversation. And I'm going to start it off how you feel about it, and hopefully you feel some, you know, something good about it. And it's called, Will a New Mayor or a New Police Commissioner Make the Difference for the Youth in Your City? Now, of course, you know, Dr. Chinchilla J, as we know her as Princess C, you know, is trying to, you know, kind of, you know, green lighting, you know, the election of our mayor, the first black African-American woman in the history of the city of Philadelphia, Miss Sherelle Parker. And, of course, a lot of people did not vote for Sherelle, but a whole lot of African-American people did put her in. And Philadelphia is 70% African-American. This is, you know, it's almost like Chocolate City. And a lot of people did not agree with a lot of her, you know, the way she looked at politics, her policies. And one thing that we've been talking about is the stop and frisk thing, where the police have the, you know, and, you know, just pull a car, random car over, license and registration. You know, if it don't seem like you're right, they might, you know, ask you to step out the car. So in a city that has stop and frisk, this is a public service announcement to all the people out there that love me, and you know it is what it is, you know you love me. If you're going to drink, okay, or be high, smoking marijuana, whatever you're doing, right, it's best for you to catch Uber in the city of Philadelphia. If you're going out for a night in the town, don't drive, okay? Not only about just being stopped by a police officer, but you could be, you know, in a head-on collision that could cost a life. You might live, but the person that, you know, is innocent could get killed by your malfeasance. So I'm asking everyone out there, please, if you have a heart, you know, just like the five heartbeats, you know what I mean? Who has a heart in the house tonight? Please do not drink and drive. So all the folks out there listening worldwide, if you have a comment for me about that, in your city, do you feel that your mayor, new or otherwise, reelected mayor, if you have the same commissioner or the commissioner resigned and they got to have a new police commissioner, do you think it's going to make a difference with your youth? All you got to do is, you know, dial that number, 516-453-9133, and press 1 to join the conversation. Let's go back to Sexy Red, y'all, and one of her favorite songs, Pound Town.
St. Louis. Heavy on it.
Take heat. Fuck these niggas up.
I'm out of town. Thuggin' with my round. My coochie pink. My booty hole brown. Where the niggas? I'm looking for the hoes. Cause I got big toes. Pound town, just left pound town. Let my nigga, he just took a bitch down. Yeah, that nigga dick a bitch down. Yeah, that nigga eat me out. Pound town, just left pound town. Let my nigga, he just took a bitch down. Yeah, that nigga dick a bitch down. Yeah, that nigga eat me out. I'm out here in Miami, looking for the hoochie daddy.
Where they at?
Where the niggas that get ratchet?
Where they at?
My son need a new pappy.
Too many bitches. Where the niggas at?
I'm tryna get my coochie stretched.
Yeah.
I'm tryna get my coochie stretched.
Yeah.
You know them dreadheads do it today.
Oh yeah.
I like a nigga with a check. All my niggas give me that. You know I'm sexy, I'm the bad bitch. I'm the silly bitch, I'm that.
You know.
I can't say his name, cause he be cheap.
I love you, baby.
Yeah. And I'm the reason. Niggas love a bad bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
What Suki say, nut on my tits.
Sexy.
Pound town, just left pound town. Let my nigga, he just took a bitch down. Yeah, that nigga dick a bitch down. Yeah, that nigga eat me out. Pound town, just left pound town. Let my nigga, he just took a bitch down. Yeah, that nigga dick a bitch down. Yeah. That nigga eat me out.
Hey yo, rap, my name is Pink. I made him go get that ink. Let him eat that pretty pussy. Now he keep trying to link. I'm pimping Pinky Ring. His ex is his Mickey Dink. I'm about to pop a dingy, then sip on his jinky drink.
Hit the grip for my bitch's dip. Nigga with my tip. I'ma flip like 100
the brick. Get back on my lips. I'm a bitch. I want fishing grits. Throwing hissy fits.
I ain't talking about chicken when I jerk it with my tits. I be twerking on that dick. Plus I'm slipping every trip. When I ride it, choke his neck on it. Should never be doing splits.
Hello. Girl, guess who baby daddy popping they pussy in my motherfucking
beer? Anyway.
Yeah, you heard it first right here, Sexy Red, right here on the one and only Merc City Hip Hop Program. And of course, you know, we're out, you know, out of Lagos, 516-453-9133. All you gotta do is press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by and goes by media. Now listen, let's go into, do you know where your children are right now? It's the saddest thing I see all around this country. Children out in the street past 9 o'clock at night on a school night. Now, we're in November. We're not even in December right now. We're in November. It doesn't matter what time of the year, you know, even in the summertime, it gets real, you know, nasty out there in those streets. People get killed. But during the school night, we're looking at parents. You mean to tell me now, even if you work at night, you mean to tell me there's no supervision, no auntie, no uncle, no dad, you know, supervising over your kids, and your kids have total control of their own little lives out in those streets doing whatever control of this situation. All parents, in the sound of my voice, you need to have your children with you right now. You know what I mean? Maybe not listen to this program because it's explicit. You know, I say that, you know, either call DHS or DIFAS on you if you got little kids listening to this, you know, your little kids listening to this type of Merc City Hip Hop program. But however, it gets to that point. Do you know where your kids are right now? Let's do a better job, man. Let's be there for our children, because before it's too late, then you can't control them. You know what I mean? And you're not rearing them in the right ways. And then when they curse you out when they get older, is that your fault? Because you didn't respect them when they were young? Respecting a child is giving them the right discipline. And I know that's right. I know that's right. Nobody can ever tell me anything different. But we have to do a better job with our kids on a constant basis. We're not even going over homework. We're not provosting homework in our homes anymore. And, you know, and is it because maybe the parents, you know, can't do the homework now? It's too advanced. But even in that, then learn with your kids. Go on the internet and learn what they're learning. Okay? And then that way you can have a conversation with your kid, you know what I mean, in the right facet. Yeah, you know, I said it. And so since I'm the shit, I gotta play that song, I'm the Shit by Sexy Red.
Don't let that Mac fly there like my nigga dope.
Pussy tight, I'm all these niggas fight. Brown skin, set it up, bad bitch, don't give no fuck. Mrs. Take your man, aka I see your boo. Wonder why that nigga fuck with me, bitch, cause I'm the truth. He said, damn, Sexy Red, you sure are a fantasy. Say your baby daddy, you ain't coming home cause you with me. All my hoes, he hella sexy, and you know I say I'm free. He was thirsty for the so I gave him some to eat. Drop top in your city, find a big city. Dirty hoes, mad ass fat, and I'm pretty. Real street, bitch, I know these hoes ain't fucking with me.
Drop it.
Sexy in this bitch, you hoes tighten up.
Yeah.
What you wanna do, cause I don't give a fuck. Bitch, if it's some beef, let me know, shit, what's up. All that talking on the net, that's gonna get your head bust. You know I'm the shit, you know I'm the shit.
Been that bitch.
You know I'm the shit, you know I'm the shit.
You knew that shit.
You know I'm the shit, you know I'm the shit.
I been that bitch.
You know I'm the shit, you know I'm the shit.
You knew that shit.
All this ice on my wrist, you know I'm the shit.
good. You don't want smoke, you don't wanna get into it. I'ma keep doing me like a bad bitch should. I ain't hard to find, I'm probably riding some red. My nigga caught a body, then he went and cut his dread. Bitch, you ain't tough, I slap you in the head. How you sleeping on me, you ain't even got a bed. Sexy in this bitch, you hoes tighten up. What you wanna do, cause I don't give a fuck. Bitch, if it's some beef, let me know, shit, what's up? All that talking on the net, that's gonna get your head bust. You know I'm the shit, you know I'm the shit.
Been that bitch.
You know I'm the shit, you know I'm the shit.
You knew that shit.
You know I'm the shit, you know I'm the shit.
I been that bitch.
You know I'm the shit, you know I'm the shit.
You knew that shit.
All this ice on my wrist, you know I'm the shit.
My blouse.
Look how my chain hit, you know I'm the shit.
Oh, wow.
Just got some new titties, you know I'm the shit.
Damn.
Yeah, that girl, Sexy Red, you know what time it is right here on the world famous, legendary Merc City Hip Hop Program. What you got to do is call in 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the convo. Now, here's another thing that gets on my nerves, too. How is a parent scared of their child? How does a child get to the point where they feel that they can raise up on their parent? Now, of course, you know, with the, child, abuse laws. But I say, like I said to my kid, I would beat you the fuck up and then call the number and have you 302. I used to have the child abuse number right on the refrigerator. And I said, I'll try you. I dare you to call. Because now you're going into a group home and you're not going to be fed the same way. You know, all your clothes is here. They're going to give you group home clothes for you to wear. And now you got to fight or who's going to the bathroom back and forth. So now it's like, damn, I should have listened to my mom and dad because now I got beat the fuck up by mom and dad. And then now, you know, you claiming child abuse. Now you're gone. Now you got, you know, Department of Human Services at your crib, you know, making sure you have enough food in the refrigerator or say that, you know, the house is, you know, it got dust on this side of the room. These children cause this. But let's go to the root. Discipline is never the enemy of enthusiasm. Never, ever. You got to be able to discipline your child from really the womb. You know, when they be a little fidgety or they do a little something, you know, that hitting back, you say stop. And they still hitting you, you got to smack them real hard and make them, you know, hey, don't do that. I'll give you a good example. I know people that, you know, some companies sell this brand new induction range, right? To where if a child touched the stove, it doesn't get hot, it doesn't burn them. I say to all parents, please do not do any induction stoves while you have little children. You got to have real fire around kids when it comes out of that. You know, don't touch that stove. Okay, mommy. And then, you know, they go and touch it. Now they howling and screaming because they got burnt. Well, that's the first lesson in life, you know. I'm not coming up in the 70s, you know, even though I didn't do this, but I heard that a lot of people I grew up with, we talked a little bit about it, how some kids used to put forks into the electrical outlet. Now, you kind of innately know not to do that dumb shit, but when you do it, and then you get shocked, you don't like the feeling of the shock. It's like, oh, my God, yeah, you know you should have done that. It's almost like you know you to innately not to smack your mouth. You should know these things, right? You should know these things coming up. So there's no way in the world you should innately really know that your kids should not rule the house. So what happens is, and this is my thesis on it, you got kids that rule their parents, so they go out in the world and start ruling the neighborhood to where old people, the elderly, are fearful of teenagers. We have older black people acting like older white women in the 1960s that will cross the street when they see a black youth come their way. And now we lost the love in our communities to where now we're running in the house or walking across the street from youth. I met what happened last year, 2022. It was one of the most egregious things that I've ever seen in my life. And it was an older man, you know, coming back home in the north central section of Philadelphia, and he was walking home. So these badass kids, which I talked about earlier in the program, are outside at midnight on a school night. I think what I just said, this happened almost a year ago. Outside at midnight on a school night, heckling this older man. Now, of course, this man is a real man. You know, he served, you know, in Korea, you know, in the Korean conflict. You know, he ain't no bitch. And so he told the kids what he needed to hear. Like, yo, you need to take your ass in the house. Leave me the fuck alone and go in the house. So the kid got mad. The kid actually got mad and upset and hit this older man in the head with one of the cones, though you make sure no one, you know, drives into your driveway, whatever, or drive to your spot. And ended up beating the old man to death with the cone. Now, again, this is kids who are outside at 12 midnight on a school night in the cold. Now, of course, this situation is, of course, you know, you might have children that are abused and might not want to go home. Or this could be neglect, actually total neglect. So we got to, you know, the question is, again, like I said at the beginning of this episode, do you know where your children are right now? And it goes back to the question of, you know, our good doctor is about to come on right now, you know, through all this stuff, right? We talked about, you know, parenting, knowing where your children are right now. Does a new mayor or a new commissioner of your city, even though that, you know, Princess C is really concentrating on what, you know, her sister tonight and talking about the city of Philadelphia, but it goes around the world. There's been a lot of municipality changes in politics. Does it make a difference? So before we bring on the good doctor, you know, I got to go back to this, you know, gutter rat right there. Because it is Merc City in your area. And, of course, you go back to Sexy Red. Time it is right here on the one and only Merc City Hip Hop Program, circa 2013. We've been around for more 10 years with the, matter of fact, excuse me, 11 years with this program, you know, going back to 2012. So, you know, and I'm always thinking about Beverly Nation time, but, you know, it was, you know, Halcyon Days production, you know, me and Ricky R. Jones, you know, shout out to the goddess. And, of course, you know, what more can I say? You know, let's get it in. Now we bring on our fifth reigning commissioner. But she's not that tonight. She's your princess. So you should see, princess, see how you feel tonight on this ratchet Merc City in your area.
What's up, honeybee? I feel good. I feel good. I had me a nice nap after my Zoom event thingy, and I feel good. And now that Sexy Red song, oh, my God.
Yeah, you ain't heard nothing yet. I'm going. Go ahead and talk. I'm going. I'm going to talk with my hands. I'm
going. Okay. She was talking about dicks on her forehead, on the backside, and all this other stuff. Oh, my God. That song was absolutely insane. It was crazy. Absolutely crazy. And then the part that really got me, you know, the little background, they were like, like what they said, it reminded me of one of the sororities, you know, when they make their little thing. But anyway, that was crazy. The lyrics was sick, absolutely sick. But, you know, that's what the young people like listening to. And why? I mean, why y'all like listening to something like that? And, you know, for this now to be a female, you know, rapping with this vulgarity and this just sick.
You ready for this? Hey, Princess C, you ready for this? She is right now the number one hip-hop star in the world right now. She's blowing out and blowing up.
Mm.
And it's crazy.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And it's just amazing, you know, what we hear. Now, Merc City is a part, it's a microcosm of what's going on. And, of course, you know, a lot of our youth, they eat this up. So, you know what I mean? If you want to lick my butt, that's what's up. You know what I mean? You know, my pussy pink and my booty hole brown. See? And now back to Christmas.
Oh, my God, y'all. That's some crazy stuff. And girls out there, hey, listen. I hope y'all don't be out there talking like that, but I know a lot of y'all do. And it is not becoming. Like, who are you really going to attract? What type of man are you really going to attract talking like that? You know, you're not going to attract a man that really respects you because you don't even respect yourself, okay? So you're just, you know, telling, hey, look, I don't respect myself, and you don't got to respect me either. Y'all can say what you want, do what you want, smack me upside the head with your dick and all this other stuff, and it turns y'all on. I mean, that turns y'all on, and that's crazy. That's absolutely crazy, y'all, you know. It's sad. I wish I would have heard my daughter,
wait a
either
minute.
One of them talking.
Wait a minute, it gets even worse. She said that no man can make love to her but a dread, you know what I mean? And, you know what I mean, it keeps her pussy fed. And then, of course, you know, he got to be a little musty, dusty, you know, get from the hood. Like, who want to have somebody around them a little bit musty? Like, that's not hood. Go wash. I mean, even if you don't use cologne, just use some soap and wash. I mean, back to Princess Peach.
Yeah, that's crazy, y'all. I mean, what do y'all be thinking about? But, you know, when she talking about, you know, so she like, I guess, the making guys and stuff. And a lot of them.
No. We're talking about African American guys. I'll give you a good example, right? My son has full dreads. And my son knows how to put on cologne after he takes a bath or a shower. He's fresh and clean. He takes care of his dreads. You know what I mean? The beeswax and all that, keep him clean, moisturized. Because his daddy taught him that. You know what I mean? That's a simple mom to reinforce. But it was a time where my son, you know, go to that 11-year-old time. And I said, look, man, you know, this room smells like corn chips. If you don't get your dusty ass up and go to take a bath, I'm going to whoop your ass. Now, what changed my son's life, again, we talked about earlier, I'm glad you're on here, because we got a nice show. I talked about discipline is never the enemy's enthusiasm. And a lot of the kids right now, see, are really dusty, dirty. They come up to you, got an M-bar down. How is this your child, as a mom out there, mothers, dads, but mothers, I'm talking you single mothers, how do you have your son have his hair come down his neck to make an M? You don't believe in having shape-ups? How is your son having an M-bar down his neck? I never forget, I was coming out of a grocery store one time, and these kids were giving this woman the business. Now, you know, I'm not going to stand for that. I'm a gentleman. I'm not going to do that. And so, you know, being a quintessential gentleman, I came up to the kids like, what the fuck y'all doing? And he said, what you mean? What you mean, OG, triple OG, whatever. I said, listen. I said, you know, y'all look like y'all unloved. Is that why y'all acting like this? And they stopped. I said, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm not going to ask how many of you guys have dads in your life. But, you know, raise your hand if your dad is in your life. Out of the six kids, only three raised their hands. I said, out of the three kids, you know, your dad's in your life, but is he, you know, helping you? Is he taking care of you? Only one child raised his hand. That's okay. Let's ask another question. Out of the six kids, how many of you really know that your mom cared for you? You know, out of all those six kids, none of them raised their hands. That's the problem we have right now, Princess. We got problems. You know, I've been saying this for over 10 years at Bevan Nation, right? You heard me in your tech. You've been here since 2001, technically. You know, you came on December of 2020. We'll be celebrating amazingly, man, wow, 4 years on the radio for you. Isn't that crazy? In December. But, well, 3 years. But let's go to this. Do you know where your children are right now? You know, that's the question I have, Princess D. Can you help me with that? Can you help me with this?
Yeah, you know, and that's crazy because a lot of people don't know where their kids are, and they should. They absolutely should. But before I talk about that, I just want to say about the Jamaican. When I was talking about Jamaicans, I know most Jamaicans that come over here, and then especially if you go to Jamaica, Jamaicans, for the most part, a lot of them don't wear, like, deodorant and stuff or cologne, so a lot of them smell musky all the time and funky all the time, and so that's why I said, you know, she must like them Jamaicans because they don't wear, you know, not to say all of them, but the majority of the men do not wear any smell goods. Then you have some that will wear like the oil.
The opinions of Dr. Chichilla J, Princess C, is not necessarily the views of WBNN Beverly Nation. When she talk about Jamaicans, now I'm gonna say this right now, right? I'm gonna go to something that of course she loves. She loves right now, right? I'm gonna take my first call, and then we do that. You want to make sure that Jamal gets on too, because with this outstanding topic you have tonight. So now it's old school time. It's one of the favorite times of Princess C, and it is provocative, but it goes to the provocative going back to 1989. Are you ready, Princess C, for my old school track?
I am ready, like Freddy.
Mr. Goodbar. Oh, cool.
Nah, y'all. I ain't disrespecting him. I'm just saying it happened to me. It could happen to him.
How you doing? What's your name? Oh, you his girl? Hello, my name is Mr. Goodbar. I came to offer champagne. Later on, maybe I'll tell you my real name. But for now, sip your drink and be merry. And be a nice girl and save me a cherry. Me? I have a Kahualua and milk. The champagne always stains my silk. You got a man? That's something we won't talk about. He's smart enough to have you. He's dumb enough to let you out. I like your fendi bag, your alligator shoes. Your hairstyle and your whole point of view. The way you lick your lips to stare, you tell me that's a habit, yeah. Honey-coated legs with not one scar, stylist wardrobe is up to par. Here's my number, call me in my car, you deserve a visit from Mr. Goodbar.
Oh.
So how long you been talking to him? Burn. Nah, he cool with me, he cool with me.
Oh.
Oh, he loves you. open up a bottle of brandy, better yet. Have a piece of Cool J candy and sweat the man with the master disaster. Break your life, blast the plan. And the cards on the table and the deal is dealt. I'm in the mood for a tuna melt. And I can't make you, I sure wouldn't rape you. Feeling kinda mellow and I sure would hate to leave the job half done. Cause at a time like this, you're the one that I'm looking for. Crawling on the floor, woof, I'm coming back for more. If the Mona Lisa's name was Teresa, I get a piece of the Mona Lisa. Then smoke a cigar, you deserve a visit from Mr. Goodbar. Yeah.
Oh.
So you be calling on the request line? Oh, yeah. Oh, he's my man.
Oh.
Him too. Yeah, I like Bobby Brown. I'm telling you, he's cool, but don't be cruel, cause you'll be on your own. It's my prerogative and my microphone. Yeah. Come and get this ice cream cone, or I deliver it when your daddy ain't home. Grown and healthy, that's how I like him. Big, juicy legs and a nice pair of kegs. Mr. Goodbar style. You haven't met a guy like me in a while. I jump out of cake, dance, flake, shake. I ain't got nobody by Jake. Smooth as white star, extra dry, my wet Sean Don. And I flip it in your mouth like a bonbon. You know what I'm saying, baby? I'm Mr. Goodbar. Yeah. So, you know, next time your man's out, check him out. Nah, he's cool. Who, my girl? Oh, I don't know. Your man might be with her. You know what I'm saying? But I'm with you. Yeah. That's the good bar, baby. And may I say, may I say, that outfit you got on. Slam. Juicy lips. So honey-coated.
City in your area.
He never gives you compliments. Do he be giving you flowers, yeah, baby, and telling you how much he cares for you? Does he hold
you?
I
like that
Christmas
beat.
All right, that was LL Cool J, y'all. You know, Mr. Goodbar, and I always say I like that song because one of my favorite candy bars growing up was Mr. Goodbar. And then there was a movie called Looking for Mr. Goodbar.
Wait a minute, Princess P. I think you acting up. I gotta go.
Yeah, so Mr. Goodbar, that used to be my favorite candy, y'all. And then it was a movie, Looking for Mr. Goodbar. That movie was interesting. If y'all ain't see that movie, y'all gotta watch it. It was this white chick going around looking for Mr. Goodbar. So she was going out every night trying out different extensions, should I say. So y'all know what I'm talking about, right? I don't want to curse too much because I have a distinguished guest that's coming on, Jamal Johnson, SKU. I call him Jamal. Stop Killing Us Johnson. And, you know, guys and gals listening, he retired from the anti-gun violence movement. And but he's on. He's coming on tonight. He's going to be talking with us about the topic tonight. And since we had our election last Tuesday, November 7th, and in the city of Philadelphia, everybody, the city of Philadelphia elected their 100th mayor, because I didn't vote for that mayor. And we also have a new police commissioner, you know, that was appointed when Danielle Outlaw had resigned. And we also have a lot of new city council members and city council at large members as well. So with that being said, okay, we're going to concentrate on Philadelphia, but this goes for all the inner cities around this country and any inner city that has elected a black mayor, that has a black police commissioner, and have basically a council committee of all blacks or predominantly blacks. You know, will these things change the face of violence in those cities? Will it change the face of education for our young people? You know, will it make a difference? Will it make people feel safe again in those cities that are reeking with violence, you know, senseless gun violence and robberies and carjackings and the whole nine? Will it make a difference with this new mayor? And we're going to talk about that tonight. You know, can those people change the face of the citizens in those cities feeling unsafe? Will it change anything? Has it changed anything in cities that already have a black mayor, a black police commissioner, black city council? Has it changed the numbers in their homicides? So these are things that we want to talk about because, you know, during election time, I always talk about people voting. And you should not vote just because of the color of your skin, because somebody's black and you want to see them win because they're black. That's the wrong reason to vote for someone. But let's talk to Mr. Jamal Johnson tonight because, see, it's safety first for us, for the young people. We want to see them safe. We want to see citizens safe, no matter how old you are, because guess what? Bullets have no name. They have no age on it. They have no gender. It has no color. So these bullets, they hit any and everybody. And the target, a lot of times, is missed. And an innocent person who was not the intended bullet, okay, guess what? They wind up getting caught in the crossfire. So we want people to feel safe. But it's all about our young people, everybody. It's all about the young people. And we want them to live because they are our future. So we're going to talk to Jamal. Jamal, welcome to News Forum tonight. Not to News Forum. Jamal, welcome to Merc City in your area. We are making Merc City great again. Hip-hop with a message. How are you tonight, Jamal?
I'm okay. How you doing?
I am fine. Thank you so much for coming on tonight. And I really appreciate this. And, you know, I talked about you last night on News Forum and everything, and, you know, to everybody about the celebration. It was absolutely amazing and well-deserving, though, because you definitely deserved every bit of it. So, Jamal, now let's talk about Philadelphia and the election. So we almost have, like, a revamping of, you know, of our city government. So let's talk about that. Do you think that it's going to make a difference, that these individuals will make an impact and bring safety to the city? And will they start protecting the young people to make them feel safe going to and from school? Let's talk about that. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think on the mayor level, I think that we can only go by what we saw once she became the nominee. And needless to say, I was not impressed by her actions towards gun violence once she became the nominee. Prior to her being the nominee, her track record, I believe, is pretty minimal as it pertains to gun violence. So I guess we just have to wait and see what she says and what she does.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you on that because she took no interest in the gun violence in the city. She took no interest in trying to comfort families that were grieving because of gun violence. And, you know, she didn't attend any type of peace walk. She didn't participate in Operation Hug the Block, not one time or anything. And it's important as a mayor to definitely be interested in the gun violence issue because of all of the people that are being killed each year, and mostly the young people. And it's really sad. Now, what about the new commissioner, Jamal?
Well, Commissioner Stanford, we know he's supposedly temporary. But, you know, he seems like he's okay. He came out to hug the block, which I appreciated. I think that until he is selected permanently, there's not much he can do, if anything at all, right now. We just have to wait on him also.
Yeah, yeah. And from my understanding, I think she's keeping him on, and she's adding, it's a white guy, I forget his name, that's going to be his second in command. Yeah. So now what about the city council people? We have a lot of new ones coming on, and then some that were, you know, retained their seats. So what do you think they will do? Will they address this gun violence?
I'll say that all of the new ones that come in, except maybe one, I've had a interaction with on the street. So I do believe they are hands-on. I do think they'll get involved. I know for a fact that at least one of them was to start getting some accountability for what's going on with reference to all this money compared to the status of the gun violence in Philly. I, as a whole, I got to be honest with you. I think that's going to depend on the mayor and how much they want to tally up to her. You know, I think if she doesn't want something, they're going to probably, you know, fall in line. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. That is, yeah, that is true, because, hey, she will be in charge of, whew, geez, all of that. So, and, you know, like I said before, I hope she proves me wrong, as I said at your event, you know. So, but we will see come January when all of these people take their positions and, you know, prayerfully they will address the gun violence. Now, this year was your seventh and final year for marching to Washington, D.C. by foot, 21 days there and 21 days back, the seventh time, seven being the number of completion. And this time, you actually, you know, you got to speak with the Black Congressional Caucus or Black Legislative Caucus, and that's great. And then also, Jamal, the significance about this seventh year for you, the United States, the White House, they finally put together an Office of Gun Violence Prevention. And, wow, that's something. So with Biden, you know, creating that position in that office, and I know that's a tactic for him to, you know, segue into his, you know, presidential campaign for 2024. But do you think that that will make a difference with gun violence amongst, you know, the black-on-black crime with these young people? Will it make a difference in inner cities across this country?
Well, I'll say this, and I'll say this because of my experience of going to D.C. and talking to various people about the gun violence period. I think that the primary goal of that office, sad to say, but not necessarily gun violence in our communities. I think it was mainly geared towards those who were fighting against assault weapons and also those who were trying to represent those that were killed during the school shootings. I don't get the impression, and I've spoken to some of the people who are out there protesting about the assault weapons in D.C., especially a young man named Sam Schwartz and his mother who protested. They got a lot of support from the Congress and the Senate, much, much more than I ever got. But, you know, they're out there mainly for the school shootings and the children. And my question to them was, what about us? You know, are y'all pushing agenda in reference to the gun violence we experience every day? And they agreed that that's a topic that should be consolidated into what's being said about gun violence. But from what I see, I still don't think our gun violence is necessarily one of the reasons why that office came to be. I mean, I'm sure they're going to address it because they have to, but I don't think that that was the impetus for them forming up that office. That's my opinion.
Okay. Yeah, and that's sad, though, because it should be addressing the inner-city gun violence and not just concentrating on, you know, these mass shootings where, you know, white people are being killed and targeted and, you know, and all of that other stuff. It should be addressing the concerns that's been facing black communities for years. So hopefully they will integrate that into their, whatever they're doing, because why have it if they're not going to address the concerns of every area of gun violence? So it's just ridiculous. Wow. All right, Jamal, just hang on for a second. We are going to have another track now by international DJ legend, Dr. Ngozi, a.k.a. Honey B. Olasky.
Sexy. Wanna let that Mac fly there like my nigga.
I want a big dog, a big dog. 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 I want the big spots to click, I want a last nigga. You ain't got no bag, you can't even look at me, nigga. Fucking with a big dog, got my ass getting bigger. I like them niggas who be riding with plenty dope in the rental.
She want a G, don't want no nigga, that's the square she want a P. Give her that dick soon as she wake up and before we go to sleep. She like my grill, so when we fucking, I'm on top, she lick my teeth. I'm the largest.
What that mean?
It don't get no bigger than me. Nah. Ghetto Barbie, let her hold the ARP.
That's my gun.
With me serving, swerving in the SRT. Prada and Balenciaga, Louis V.
Overseas.
Make it jiggle, wiggle, wobble, jelly bean.
Booty.
You jump when she tell you, in other words, you a leapfrog.
Goofy.
These niggas be puppy.
What?
Fluffy Frenches, I'm a big dog. Go y'all her luggage. She couldn't wait to show that bitch off.
Hey.
You like it, I love it, keep it a honey. What's your type?
I want a big dog, a big dog.
Yeah.
I want a big dog, a big dog.
Real
I want a big dog, a big dog.
I
want a big dog, a big dog.
Yeah.
I want the big spots to click, I want a last nigga. You ain't got no bag, you can't even look at me, nigga.
Nope.
Fucking with a big dog, got my ass getting bigger. I like them niggas who be riding with plenty dope in the rental.
Sexy.
I want a big dog, not no little shit.
Sexy.
I got a pretty face, but my mouth real sweet.
Sexy.
He a dog ass nigga, I'm a dog ass bitch. My nigga like to dress me up and get my hair and nails fixed. See, the money ain't a thing to help a bitch pay the rent. It ain't tricking if you got it, nigga, spend it on a beat. That little shit up in your pocket, I done spent that on some cheesy wind designer for the bra. Put DaVinci on my feet. I want a big dog, a big dog.
Yeah.
I want a big dog, a big dog.
Real
I want a big dog, a big dog.
I
want a big dog, a big dog.
Yeah.
I want the big spots to click, I want a last nigga. You ain't got no bag, you can't even look at me, nigga. Fucking with a big dog, got my ass getting bigger. I like them niggas who be riding with plenty dope in the rental.
Merc City and get every year.
Wow. Oh boy. Okay. That was Sexy Red, everybody. You know, again, with them lyrics, girls, why? Why? And then here comes the guy on there, you know, just edging it on and disrespecting her even more than she disrespects herself. So, we trying to change y'all from that mentality, but we know this is the music that y'all like. This is what y'all listen to. So this is how we're going to meet you and your parents, okay, so that we can bring you a message along with this. And, you know, geez, I'm glad that wasn't the music when I was growing up. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. And I have to wonder, would I have liked that or would I have not? And it's like the young people today, the majority of them do like that type of music. So it's more of them that do than don't. Even the ones whose parents don't really allow them to listen to that stuff, they will sneak and listen to it in school and when they're out around their friends because that's what they listen to. And, you know, it's a sad thing, absolutely sad. But we are going to go to our first caller. Well, to our caller, yeah, caller, you're live on the air. Who are you tonight? Welcome to Merc City.
Yes, this is Uncle Luke calling from Miami, Florida.
What's up, Uncle Luke?
Yeah, and I'm almost ashamed to say what had happened to my daughter. I'm going to put it out on the airwaves that a lot of people don't realize that Sexy Red is actually a long-lost daughter of mine.
And, oh, wow.
You know, some way or another, I actually went wrong, okay? I went, you know, we had Head and Head and Mo Head back in the day. But you know, like they say, the apple don't fall too far from the tree, right?
Right.
Okay.
Wait a minute, honey. You saying that you was nasty, and that's the reason why your daughter out there, you know what I mean, sucking dick is doing tricks? Yeah, ski.
That's how he had her. Because the mama was like that too, okay? And he was out there disrespecting the mama, saying, come in here, let me slap on your back. Mama said, all right, come on, bring it, Hooney, bring it, Uncle Lou, okay? And then out came Sexy Red.
See, I'm so proud of my daughter. All right, now, on the real.
You going to hell, Hootie.
On a downward rocket. Hey, on the real. All right, now let's get into some serious business. My name is Hootie Barkatoon. Penn and stage name is Master Tar Magic Man Haru. Okay, now here's what's happening nowadays. First of all, the evil one and their kind, they know who and what they are. They also know who and what we are. And for over 38 years, I have been doing my best to, especially when it comes to our people, is to take the blinders off. Because it's not about what skin suit or tone of that skin suit that you're wearing. Evil is evil, okay? And unfortunately, it has always been within the scriptures all along, as well as outside of the scriptures. When you sit back, and I want people to listen to me clearly, judge people by their nature. Not so much by what they look like, because if you dig into their nature, when you're talking about people who don't care, we already know how these police out here, no matter what color they are, how they have a will to kill, especially when it comes to someone that's non-white, okay? So that frisk and stop and all that, they already don't need a reason to kill our people. So that person needs to be ashamed of themselves. But how can that person be ashamed of themselves if they don't care? And that's delving back to the nature. In regards to whatever people say, whatever type of political party that they represent, if they don't care about what's been happening, especially on the, right here in the shores of America, as well as the rest of the world, but, you know, help starts home. The good doctor said a long, long time ago, help starts home. Okay, so we got to start dealing with these people and start voting these people into office that don't care about us. And they knew a long time ago with the coming of WIC, and WIC, which is Women, Infant, and Children, okay, that wasn't a program that was started by the government. It was started by, you know, the Black Panther Party. You understand? When we had in our hands, it meant a whole other thing. But when it was taken out of our hands and placed in the hands of a government that don't care about us, this is when they went on a campaign to separate our families, our men, our women, and our children. That's why it's less marriages, you know, real legalized marriages here today, if they really, really cared. But again, it's not about them. It's about us taking time to do something for ourselves and each other. And there's no way that we as parents, real parents, is going to allow our children to keep running the streets, running rampant, and doing, you know, committing all these hideous acts without them, making them pay the ultimate price. And my humble advice I want to say is stop breeding based on looks. because looks are deceiving. You got to get away from that. You got to start bringing love back into the picture. I'm a product of how two people can come together and be the byproduct of how, you know, real love. And that's the only way that's going to combat these nonsense, because people, and this is a key point I want everybody to catch, they are reincarnating these soulless beings that was already in existence before the foundation of the world. Okay? Anyway, I'm the host of We Will Away. My show will be coming on at 9:30, and I will be giving honor to nominees, to enshrinees, people who are of the elite. Okay, that'll be 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on this great station of WBNN. Thank you.
What day, Hooney?
All right.
9:30. We come on 9:30 tonight. What 9:30 are you talking about?
I'm sorry. I thought I said Thursday. It would be Thursday this week. Okay? Thank you.
All right. He just had a little brain freeze there. You know, he was busy now thinking about going slapping somebody upside the head with his, you know what? No. All right. We love you. We love you, Brother Hooney. Uncle Lou tonight. All right, Uncle Lou, thanks for calling in. All right, we're going to take another caller. Caller, you live on the Air News Forum. I mean, again, I'm sorry. This is not News Forum. Smack, smack, smack. You're on
Hold on. We don't want you being smacked with the wrong thing, y'all. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? No, please don't say smack, smack, Princess D, because somebody might want to smack you in the head with a dick.
All right, caller, you on live with Merc City in your area. What's up, caller?
Okay. I think.
I don't know. Is that
okay,
my caller?
That's the caller. There it is. That's the caller.
Oh, that's me? Okay. This is General Muti, the General High Priest.
What's up?
Calling in just to share a few coins. I'm kind of confused. It's almost like I'm listening to a slapstick. What's Merc City, like, what's going on?
All right, well, Merc City Muti is a hip-hop program, you know, targeting our young people, bringing them the music that they listen to actually speak the message of what's going on today and, you know, things to make them productive. So we bring them hip-hop with a message. The election and all the new people in office, and is it going to make a difference for our young people with bringing safety issues to the forefront? And, you know, so these are the things we're talking about, how to keep our young people safe, safety first. So what are your thoughts, Muti?
Well, first of all, that Merc City, Merc, that's dealing with murder, death. You know, back in the day, they used to say when you kill somebody, say, I murked him. Well, I'm going murky. But because I'm a real stickler for words, and I know the power of words spoken and unspoken, written and unwritten, first and foremost, I think it's kind of a misleading to say, not intentionally misleading, but it's misleading nonetheless, to talk about message with a music, music with a message, because all music has a message. Now, we have to discern what that message is. Some of it's negative, some of it's positive, and some of it's a mixture of both. And sometimes I think that when we listening to or we start talking about the inundation of negative message music that's, you know, drowning everything else on the airwaves, we kind of forget that there are messages with constructive messages, hip-hop give messages. And we have to seek them out. We have to drown out the drownees, because, you know, you drown them out by just turning it off, putting somebody on. Now, the way that music is listened to now in 2023, a lot of the music is individualized. You can listen to what you want, when you want, and how you want. And you can purchase that type of music. So I think that we have to talk more about, you know, first admitting that all music has a message. We need to talk about, and by we, I mean those of us who are conscientious, we need to talk about the constructive music. the positive music, and we need to not necessarily highlight or perpetuate the negative by talking about it unless we're breaking it down, because we got to break it down for the babies so they can eat it, you know what I'm saying, you know, so they can comprehend it through feeding it to them in a manner in which it doesn't, it's not destructive for them, but now they understand what it is that they eat. Like, you know, they won't know it's poison until you break it down for them as poison. So once we make that distinction between the negative messages and the positive messages, I think we need to sell hard the positive messages, promote hard the positive messages. Because it's clear, we need to talk about those sisters and brothers who promote positivity on a regular basis. You know what I mean? Like the sister out in D.C., Northwest D.C., named Shirah. She the most, not only the most lyrical, but the most constructive MC, male or female, in the game. And very few people even talk about her. You got another brother, or you got another MC out of the Bronx named Immortal Technique. Fearless, courageous, vicious, and he's conscious. We just need to talk about those type of MCs on a regular basis. And then even some of the ones who have played on the radio multiple times, some of them are pretty good in terms of being constructive. Kendrick Lamar, for an example. Lil Durk, to a lesser degree. And there are other MCs as well. And even some might argue or disagree with me, but even artists like, not Nicki Minaj, but her too, to a lesser degree, Cardi B. People say, well, damn, well, why are you saying Cardi B is a constructive or whatever? Because anytime black and brown women take control of their sexuality, I think that's a positive thing. I notice how when black women and brown women take control of their sexuality, some brothers in our community tend to always talk about, well, our daughters is listening to that. They polluting the minds of our daughters, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I noticed they never say that about the men who are promoting all types of filth and degradation and humiliation and genocide and plantation 101. But they never say that about their daughters or our daughters, or they never say that about our young men, how these male MCs are doing that. I think that in a country where the sexuality of black women and brown women have been stolen from them, even control their own bodies, and anytime you find female artists that actually take agency of their bodies and their sexuality, it can't be nothing but a good thing, because they grown women and they got a grown woman message that you can control your body. And, you know, from the highest court in the land, from the Supreme Court to the Senate, Congress, they think that women shouldn't be allowed to control their bodies, that white old men should be allowed to control their bodies, and some of the Negroes who think like they do agree with them.
Okay.
So those are just a few things.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. I thank you so much for your input on that. And, you know, we're going to expound on that in a little bit. So thank you so much. That was Mutio Saberu, everybody. And we thank him for his comments tonight. And with our Merc City, the trap music, the hip hop and rap and all the ratchet stuff that's played on here, you know, it's for a reason, again, because these young people, that's what they listen to. And then I talk about those lyrics and, you know, and all that stuff and tell young people why they should not be listening to that music and allowing that music to dictate their lives. So, and then we have topics that we address as well. So that is the purpose of Merc City. And yes, Merc is about, you know, murking, if that's what it's about, because that's what was happening in inner cities, and that's still what's happening in inner cities throughout this country. But thank you so much for your time. And women, hey, he mentioned Cardi B, girls, okay, and black women that, you know, talk about their body. I want to call it they exploit their body. And while Muti calls that, you know, a beautiful thing because they embrace their sexuality and their, you know, and their bodies and all, but hey, you know, those music videos, women and girls, you're looking at that. So I understand the men wanting to protect their daughters from looking at that, because these young girls, they're emulating the Cardi B's, they're emulating the Megan Thee Stallion or whatever her name is, and, you know, and the Beyoncé's and all that stuff, the ones let it all hang out with ass showing and tits showing and all that stuff, and that is girls.
Hey, Princess C, before you, you know, bring me on, you know, say the accolades. No, it's all good. You know, we named Merc City back in 2012 to let you know what it is. It's Merc City in your area. It's Merc City in your area. So that's it. And, you know, you old guys, you know, I understand, you know, your rebuttals, and I appreciate that. But it is what it is. It's a microcosm of what's going on. And I appreciate his rebuttal. You're talking about someone that's controlling their sexuality. Well, Sexy Red is controlling it, too. And she's saying things that make men uncomfortable. She said, my pussy is pink and my booty hole brown. And you get down pound town. So she's saying that, you know, I'm sexual and I want to get some dick, and that's it. Merc City in your fucking area. Now, of course, go ahead, Chinchilla, and bring me on righteously.
Okay. That's so funny, y'all. And, you know, and then before I do that, hey, she started all this. Boyfriend started all this shit.
Hold on, Chinchilla. You're chopping it in and out. I want to make sure you get close to that mic. I want people to hear what you got to say here.
I said Sexy Red. You know, her boyfriend started all this, okay? Because she wasn't always Sexy Red, y'all. She was Janae, Neera Perry. Not Perry, but Wary. And listen, her boyfriend cheated on her. And after that, you know, she felt betrayed and humiliated and everything else. And so she made a rap, you know, to diss his ass. And then from there, it's history, you know. And so sometimes the men can push women into different things, and they change because of the way they were treated. So now she feels as though, hey, she's not gonna, that's not gonna happen again to her. And hey, so that's why she is how she is now, because of a man. Now we're gonna have a track by international DJ legend Dr. Ngozi, a.k.a. Honey B. Olasky.
And before I do that, y'all, you know, this is my, you know, after midnight mix of someone that's near and dear to my heart. Of course, my man, Rod Waller. You know him as EST. Let's get it, y'all. Oh, yeah.
The greatest man alive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
Bombshell, rocking your well, just igniting all fighting in front as well. We propel. A record to sell, like a speedy Lamborghini with Onyx sail. Given the chance to shake your pants to something that you never forget, I make you wake up in a cold sweat. Dripping with the fluid that wets you when you do it. Notice like voters when your style is bogus. Love to party with a girlie with a dope body. Gotta bite my tongue, I'm so high strung. Yes, the name, like a boost the game. If you ain't a queen, I love you just the same. My name is Ian Sizzlers, I'm cold getting business. I'm rallying in the funky, don't rag them, I'm schism. Hit you with the hardness, come up with the clarity. Dying over such a defying all laws of gravity. You're styling my hair like a new wave afro. EST, the unusual fellow.
It's too good to be true. He's too good to be true.
You have the wisdom of age and the faith of your people.
He's too good to be true.
Compton, California, to WBA. Your boy, old ass E. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We'll be there for your whole motherfuckers that you're trying to chill. Shut the fuck up and let the people say.
With an ultra-fresh topic, the fist of recital. What's another one of those crazy fresh titles? Hit up, he's shaking up, and it'll be taking up. Facing a race, cause the sinister, I'll crank it up. ESG is the one, that's so original. The four so live, they have the same old material. Instead of watching, we're sinners to watch. Born by the suckers, we'll be swearing to watch. This ain't nobody taking my place, you know what I mean? Instead of guessing with some ESGs, tight around your boot-tang. So when you shake that thing, everybody wants you shaking the game. Feel it shutting up in my bones. Magically moved by the microphone. At first I just quit, then to get that answer real quick. You see me flicking up the oil switch, working like a dog in front of sellout crowd. Dipping them all in the 3D style. No matter how you hype up your 12-inch, they don't get it, they want my album. We gotta deal with it. We could have had yours out, but now I took you. Still ain't got one out, cause you're chasing funky hookers. And all the real slimy jamming off my flow. EST, the unusual fellow.
EST, the ambiguous one.
Might have been about 10 years ago now. But anyway, The Sexiest Man Alive, y'all. Y'all know People Magazine have a thing out every year for The Sexiest Man Alive. And this year's winner was Patrick Dempsey, okay? They voted him as The Sexiest Man Alive. Go figure that, y'all. I don't know who votes on this stuff, but I don't think he's the sexiest man alive. No way in the world. Far from it. But anyway, we're going to bring
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute before you go there. I'm the sexiest man alive. Oh, yeah. And bring her on the caller.
All right, caller, you're live on there with Merc City in your area. How you doing tonight?
Yo, this is Clever caller. One half of the Booze Brothers. Represent from the Broad Street Bowie side of Philadelphia, where your grandpa showed up to the party dressed up like Fresh Kid Ice off Two Live Crew. Looking for young stripper rappers that got thigh boots on. What's good?
All right. What's good with you, Clev?
Well, you know, I'm out here listening to this show, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And I'm I'm digging what's going on out here. This is a very political night tonight. You know what I'm saying? I got two things I want to stab in on. You know what I'm saying? First of all, you know, first of all, I'm gonna say this, right? You know, shout out to all the people who are concerned about how this city is going to turn out. You feel what I'm saying? Now, what I got to say with that real quick, you know what I'm saying, while they listening to their Merc City music raps, you know what I'm saying, mumbling off Sarah Robinson, while they doing all that with their pants hanging off their ass and all that, right, skinny clothes on and all that type of shit like that, right? Excuse my language. Chinchilla is on here. I mean, hold on. Who is this? Princess Singh? Same person. Well, listen, what I'm saying is this. I think we should kind of get them to organize a program where we scam straight. Clav One want to go ahead scare straight 2023, where I'm going to explain to you, young man, do you want to get your face blown off with a 357 hollow bullets? You know what I'm saying? Mission failed. Or do you want to get stabbed in the face with a fork? You know what I'm saying? And thrown off the top tier once you go to prison for shooting the wrong people. What you want? You want to get stabbed at? Where you want? You want to get choked to death, or do you want to get beat to death with a floor brush near the multi-purpose room? You know what I'm saying? While you're slipping in your shower shoes coming out the shower. You know what I'm saying? With the wrong soap. You understand? What do you want? Who do you want? Somebody to throw some 190 mix in your face and melt half your face off once you get to prison, young man? What you want? You know what I mean? What you want us to do? You see what I'm saying? Or do you want 10 people to take turns pistol whipping you to death with your own pistol before you get to jail? Because that's what the cops going to do to you. They're going to take turns having a sucker punch contest on you like it's Mike Smith 600 over the gate in 1986. You know what I'm saying? So what you want to do, young fellas? You know what I'm saying? So keep talking all your GTA Live with all stars lit up raps. You know what I'm saying? With your too tight pants on, because you can't have no gun hanging off of them. You ain't got no gun in that pocket, do you? You ain't got nothing in that pocket. You know what I'm saying? Can't even put your hand in there, damn it. So we're gonna cut all the nonsense and let's get the programs. If y'all want to shut all the libraries down, let's open up the after school programs, Scared Straight, where we give ex-cons jobs, you know what I'm saying, as counselors to let people know how you're going to get multiply stabbed, you know what I mean, in the throat at lunchtime, you know what I'm saying, where you can't put no ice in your cup or make a piece of toast, you know what I'm saying, since you want to keep being around here, running around like it's GTA, All Stars Lit Up, Call of Duty, Mission Failed. You know what I'm saying? With your big ass car and your loud ass, wrong music you're listening to. That's what Clef One had to say about that. You know what I'm saying? I think I had to mix it up with both things at one time. But that's what I got on Merc City. Clef One will be on here on the 27th of Clevember this month. You know what I'm saying? We'll be hang gliding, building bricks and standing sticks. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I got for him out here. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers. Represent from the Broad Street Bully Shot of Philadelphia, where your uncle might pull up at the cookout and a Cadillac Eldorado listening to Schoolie D and the Park Star Killers. Check your satellites.
All right. Thank you, Clev One. The host on this network, Stand Up to Six. All right. So he spoke some good stuff there. Now, we want to talk about safety, y'all. Safety first, because, listen, we definitely have safety for our young people. I know a lot of young people, you're afraid to go to school because of what's happening in your schools. And Clev just, you know, hit some stuff about that, what's going on in these schools today. And a lot of these schools, they do have metal detectors. All of them don't, okay? And so it is a shame that the young people have to go to school in these conditions, trying to make it there safely, surviving through the day in school, and then making it safely home. And that is stressful for our young people. So we want to talk about that tonight. Jamal, now, as far as our school systems and our schools being a safe for our young people. It has not been that in decades. How can we make our schools safe again?
Well, one thing that the school district has done, and I think they started last year, but I didn't see it that much last year, but this year they definitely have given various nonprofits funding to hire people for the Safe Carter program, Safe Passageways. We were doing it voluntarily last year, but I think now they've spread it around. And so there's actually been advertisements for people to come and join that program and get paid for being out to make sure our children get to and from school safely. But in addition to that, needless to say, I think the community as a whole still has to monitor the children along the way. And, you know, a lot of things I feel rest with the community. I just don't expect government to do what we should be doing. And I think until we start feeling that way about it, we're going to continue to have problems happen, like, you know, children getting shot when they're outside of the limit of wherever the safe passageway people are monitoring them.
Wow. So, like, with the monitoring now, they're in the areas right around the school. And so once are out of that little safety haven part that's being monitored, and now you have people
struggling with the high
And so, wow. So it should be expanded where communities start doing it on their own without being funded and getting paid to monitor in the radius that is implemented. Is that what you're saying, Jamal?
Yes, I believe that. Also, I'm hoping that the Hugler Block initiative that we did, if that gets adopted, especially if it's adopted for the night and the day, then hopefully there can be some cross-traveling between the school and those who are doing the Hug the Blocks of their area, monitoring their communities, period. This way we have an eyesight on these children from when they walk out the door all the way to and from school. I think that's really the only way we're going to actually minimize some of this shooting that's going on with our kids. You know, we have got to be feet in the street, boots on the ground for real.
Yeah, and that's serious. That's serious stuff. And, you know, right now we're asking for you men out there that's listening. And guess what? You don't have to be an older man. We talking about young men. We need young men in your 20s, 30s, 40s, you know, that want to make a difference and, you know, help combat this gun violence, this senseless gun violence, and help keep the young people safe so they can feel comfortable walking to school or getting on the school bus and all of that. But school buses are being shot up and, you know, people on the SEPTA are being shot up. The bus drivers are being shot and killed. It's just like the wild Philadelphia and inner cities across this country are experiencing the same exact thing. And it has to stop. So it is definitely time for our black men to step up to the plate and come together in every community. You can have a group of men come together to those blocks and.
All right, Chinchilla, you're chopping up a little bit, but I'm gonna put her back on ice for a second. Because, you know, didn't know that I'm a vanguard of hip-hop. And I love the fact that, you know, when people come on and they have expressed their opinions. But, you know, Merc City's always about a message. And, of course, the old school always gives us what we need. And so after this soundtrack, we're going to have final thoughts from Chinchilla as she gets her electronic chick business together with Jamal Johnson. But can you imagine if the world was like this?
Doc, what up, my nigga? Snoop Dogg. This what it is, man. This record is so motherfucking gangster, man. I think it's time for me and you to just tone it down a bit. Come on.
Hey,
Imagine it never happened. Imagine no rapping. Imagine niggas trapped. Imagine and having action. Imagine how these niggas could be acting if we never got this shit cracking. Imagine life so hard, you can't imagine. It's like living in the city of God, you feel me? Imagine life from the yard, or trying to get that dollar on some shitty ass job. Imagine Biggie with his son. Imagine Pop getting called Pop by one. Imagine a mother struggling, dealing with a system that don't give a fuck about who shot her son. Imagine life where you can't win. When you get out the ghetto and go right to the pen. When you get out the pen, you go right to the gym. So if you get back to the streets, you go right back in. Imagine Russell still struggling. No Def Jam, just another nigga hustling. And ain't no rocks on them fellas, just rocks on them fellas, just trying to keep it bubbling. Imagine niggas just stuck. From the east to the west coast, everybody fucked up. I can't imagine no less, but it don't take imagination to know niggas been blessed with hip-hop.
Before we go, can you imagine? In your mind, can you imagine? Paint a picture in the sky, can you imagine?
Can you imagine being lit up by some hot shells? Imagine being tossed around and put in jail. Imagine life when you can't get from under. Imagine niggas at you when you done for. Remember how they asked you what you run for and treat you like a bitch when they kick you in your dick and take your shit. Reacting like they hate to see you gun ho. But just imagine if the rabbit got the gun, no. But you already know. Imagine niggas in the LBC. Felt just like Snoop Dogg and D.R.E. And felt just like the niggas in the 213. Then imagine that's what's coming when you fucking with me. Imagine you was up on top of this shit. Imagine if the bitches could stay off this dick. I mean imagine we said fuck this shit. Imagine if my niggas got together and tore up this bitch, yeah. You can't imagine growing up in jail dumb. Happy just to be alive, watching all your people run. But you imagine growing up to sell you 50 million records worldwide or fucking off somebody's son. Imagine if these niggas never saw a color. Would it be peaceful in them streets where niggas kill each other? All the drunk fool get his pissed on balls. Keep fucking off my niggas, they gon' murder us all. Imagine that.
Snoop Dogg, y'all, and guess what? That
in the name of Allah, in the name of God, the Beneficent, the Merciful, the one God to whom all praise is due, regardless of land, label, or title, no matter what name you call God by, whenever life seems hard, everybody know that you must talk to God.
Wow. Yes, definitely, everybody. You must talk to God, and God is needed everywhere, and in the cities, especially with all that's going on. And before I forget, I want to remind you, if you want to go to college, those of you that are in high school now, and you live in the zip codes, last Merck City, I mentioned all the zip codes, but they're in North Philadelphia, so if you live in 192, 191, 22, 120, and there's some other zip codes. Guess what? Temple University is giving you a free ride, okay? So go to tuition free, okay?
Yeah, they're trying to chop you up again, Chinchilla, because, you know, it's funny. When we try to get this information that's positive, you know what I mean, the powers that be always got to fuck shit up on the airways. So I don't know what's going on, but you know what I mean, but it is what it is. And, of course, all the folk out there that love us, you know, completely, we love you. And a lot of times in Merc City, it's never misunderstood, you know what I mean, because we're here to save lives. Through the music you hear, yeah, it is what it is. And we're here to cater to the youth, period, and to try to join, you know, get them on here so they can understand what's going on in this life. And this life is hard. And, of course, I play some hard shit. And, you know, if you don't like it, you can kiss my whole entire black ass. How about that?
With suckers, all my bitches be some healers. I like fucking with drillers, dreadhead killers. You a lame nigga, then I can't fuck with you. Little bitch, watch my shoes, cause you don't want no beef. I don't fuck with bitches, and they can't fuck with me. I ain't one of these hoes that y'all think be in the street. Bitch, I'm from the north side, I still be in the street. Little girl don't even speak, yo outfit hella weak. Look better than your bitch, I can feel her coochie stink. All my eyes be broke, I got more money than a brink. I know I'm the shit and I don't give a what you think. Take your dress, take your dress, take your dress. Take your dress, take your dress, take your dress. Yeah. Take your dress, take your dress, take your dress. Take your dress, take your dress, take your dress. Take your dress, take your dress, take your dress.
Now, let everybody know, you know, all of our hosts on this wonderful WBNN Beverly Nation, that, you know, I should be a wild card, too, for real, for real. You know what I mean? Because this is my seventh consecutive all-time connection record with the Darlene Lawrence Championship, 57 all-time, 48 with Merc City. And I'm saying it is what it is. People around the world want to hear this shit, and they're going to hear that shit because I said they're going to hear that shit, and you know what I mean? So congratulations to me. Again, because your mom and your grandmom already told you, and Papa left went down the street to get a drink and come back and told you, I'm the greatest DJ that ever did it in that radio history. Tomorrow night, we come back on this outstanding network with a show that should hit another record. We should have a clean sweep this week. You know what I mean? Going from, you know what I mean, from Chinchilla to Tiana, because we all great. This is the Power You Week. Says me and, you know, Dr. J set it off. The two good doctors. Tomorrow night we have a legend on our network. Her name is Jerry Pitito. And, of course, the autonomous show named the Jerry Pitito Show. And tomorrow night we have somebody that is a legend in TV. The great Ralph Mouth will be on tomorrow night, Mr. Donnie Most. And I cannot wait to hear what he has to say about his life, you know, starting, you know, child actor, doing commercials, you know what I mean? And, of course, you know, the great, great sitcom on the American Broadcasting Company in the 1970s, which you don't know, you know, that's ABC for all you guys pretend, you know, Happy Days. And one of the greatest shows of all time, you know, when it comes down to, you know, Time, Life, All Time, you know, People Magazine, they talk about it. So tomorrow night, Mr. Donnie Most, Jerry Pitito Show, Studio A, Lagos, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on the one and only Beverly Nation, of course. Beverly Nation has advertising to the Go-To Time Multimedia, Current, Google, Instagram, and X. Ola Dela Malay will go to your Facebook. Any comments, suggestions on what we're programming tonight? Ole De Lay, that goes with my @gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Dr. Ola Dela Malay Wingozi. But you know, on the wheel for steel, your honeybee. On Thursday, it was 1 and 2 for UU, and especially you saying goodnight. Good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now back to In Excelsior, the 2021 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year, which if you don't know what that means, that's Rookie of the Year. And of course, the overall Host of the Year with the Anna Wendell Award Championship of 2022. The outstanding fifth rating commissioner, Dr. Chinchilla J.
All right, a.k.a. Princess C. Tonight, yeah, that's me, y'all. And congratulations, Honey B. Olasky, on your 57th all-time connection record with your seventh consecutive. Yes, everybody, we are making Merc City great again. And thank you to the listeners tonight, everybody. Thank you to Jamal Johnson, SKU, for sharing tonight. And, you know, thank you for what you do, Jamal. Thank you for what you've done for the city of Philadelphia. And thank you for what you're going to continue to do as you embark on new endeavors and new fights for justice. So we thank you for your activism. And young people out there, please, you know, go to school. Go to school. And if you feel unsafe right now walking to and from school, riding the school bus, try to ask your parents to enroll you into a cyber school if you really are feeling unsafe, because so many of you are staying home because you don't want to go to school because you're afraid. But are you enrolled in any type of schooling? If not, guess what? You're considered a truant, and it's not good. So the attendance in school now is dropping drastically because of the gun violence. So parents, let your children be educated. If it's not through the public education system, then do it through cyber school or homeschool them, okay? Because they need to learn. They need to have an education. Illiteracy is not cool in 2023. It never was. You know, we are able to read and write, learn how to read and write today, okay? There was a time when we were not allowed. Well, y'all was not allowed, but whatever, okay? But now, that's open to everybody. So let your children learn, okay? Children learn what they live. Children live what they learn. What are y'all teaching your children today? I'm Dr. Chinchilla J, everybody. And tune into News Forum on Sunday night, 9:30 p.m., where we're going to talk about some wrongful convictions, and we're going to talk about all the different things that plague us in this country as far as injustice goes. All right? And Jamal will be on, and we're going to talk about something totally different with Jamal on Sunday. And we're going to have some other men on talking about their programs and how to help these young people And we're going to address gun violence. And we're going to address all types of stuff. So tune in Sunday night, 9:30 p.m. to News Forum. All right, y'all, I'm Dr. Chinchilla J, a.k.a. Princess C. And y'all also know me as the Queen of Justice. But tonight on Merc City, I am the Princess C. That's me. All right, y'all, I'm out. Peace, peace, peace.
Nah, y'all, I ain't disrespecting her. I'm just saying it happened to me, it could happen to him.
How you doing? What's your name? Oh. Oh, you his girl? Hello, my name is Mr. Goodbar. I came to offer champagne. Later on, maybe I'll tell you my real name. But for now, sip your drink and be merry. And be a nice girl and save me a cherry. Me? I have a Cavalier and milk. The champagne always stains my silk. You got a man? That's something we won't talk about. He's smart enough to have you and dumb enough to let you out. I like your Fendi bag, your alligator shoes, your hairstyle and your whole point of view. The way you lick your lips to stare, you tell me that's a habit? Mm-hmm, yeah. Honey-coated legs with not one scar. Stylish wardrobe is up to par. Here's my number, call me in my car. You deserve a visit from Mr. Goodbar.
Oh.
So how long you been talking to him?